This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. Vitamin World, nutrition starts at the source. Save 10% off with code MMA0314. Four hymns, do you have?
ED.
Like a champ, use code MMA Nuts 5 for $5 first order, or go to forhims.com/MMA Nuts 5. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes, with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 379. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Back with MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Howdy, Matt.
What's happening?
Was ist los, mein Freund?
Yeah, so he's going to start talking dirty to me in German.
Yeah.
I like this.
That's not dirty.
Do I need to pay for it?
No. Free for you.
You're trying to entice me into the Scheiße world. I know
right.
You. And yeah. Your game plan.
Because my dick is gross.
That's right.
Yeah.
Large in some circles, small in others.
Correct. That's right. What a beautiful day in Chicago today.
Beautiful. Balmy 61 degrees.
Beautiful. Great day for outdoor activities.
For burning shit.
You burned some stuff today?
Yesterday. I don't think I'm supposed to. They had all this, I had a garden, let it overgrow. All this grass grew up. It was like 6 foot tall. So I got out there with a hoe, fucking whacking that shit
so
down.
Things. He's like,
and by the time it's said and done, I've got a, 30
yeah.
feet by 10 feet of just dead, dry material. And as I'm bagging it, I'm going, should get that goddamn fire pit out and light this bitch up.
Did you?
Yeah, nice. Damn right. I use this charcoal lighter fluid. I don't need to use it, but I do it anyway. We have my 16-year-old daughter out there, and I'm always telling her, it's funny how much shit you do, and then I tell them, don't do what I'm doing.
Don't be like that.
Because I have the fire lit, and I'm spraying the lighter fluid on it.
Yeah. It could.
It did.
It could totally blow you up, man. It's bad.
She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, just don't do this. This is more fun, though.
You're crazy, man. I've seen somebody have a little problem with that before.
Well, the bottle was almost empty, so I wasn't too.
That's even worse. It's more combustible.
I don't care.
Wow.
You got to live on the edge.
Literally,
you know?
Playing with fire.
I said it's more dangerous if it's gasoline.
Yeah. I had a thought while you were talking.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned a hoe, and I wonder, like, how does a garden tool also be referenced to, like, a female prostitute?
It's a good question.
Or whatever.
I didn't know pimps were into farming.
I'm curious. If anybody knows, because it's curious that they're both called hoes.
What's the function of the hoe? It just chops up the dead material, like the dead land. I'm scraping away things that were once live.
Overturning ground, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something hoeing.
So I don't see how that fucking correlates.
Oh, because it's like, because you're all turned up and shit or something. I don't know what that means. But
someone's handling you.
I'm as white as it comes, sir.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's what it is.
It is. You know what else is what it is? UFC Fight Night 128. Performance bonuses and highlights. Matt will do the highlights. I'll do the bonuses.
Go ahead.
All right. Fight of the night, $50,000. Ricky Simone defeating Merab Dvalishvili by TKO.
Good luck with that one.
By TKO. It was a quite controversial finish. Yes. Some kind of choking action.
Yeah, it looked like he had knocked himself out on the way down and a little one-handed guillotine. And I thought
that's
he
like
was...
like me in the bedroom, sir. myself out on the way
nice.
Down.
I like this. And then the guy he's got on top, he's got the one-arm guillotine a la Luke Rockhold and Michael Bisping.
Yep.
Offensive finish. And the guy on the bottom is just bicycling away. He's like, fuck it, I got 45 seconds left. I got to get some cardio in. He's doing work. And the ref's like, I don't know. He's out, man. He is out. His eyes rolled.
At the fifth minute, like right at the end. Called it.
So there's all this controversy. Like, oh, he made it to the bell. He should have got the, or not the unanimous decision, but the split decision win. Like, fuck that. The guy's out. The fight's over. Right call was made. Should be a submission.
Do you think he will appeal this decision?
Yeah, but nothing happens. Doesn't matter.
Does
you can appeal to your
appeal?
Blue in the face. That shit doesn't matter.
No appeals necessary, sir.
No. Just save your money and your time. Unless you're Josh Barnett.
Then you might win.
And you're USADA. And you have a third party. Correct. And you have lots of money. And you have lots of time.
Yes.
Like and you have rugged good looks.
Guess what?
What? Chicken
Nick butt. Diaz is back!
Yeah, we said that.
I know, but like...
Is he going to fight, though?
It was happening, and then now it has happened.
Okay.
420 was Friday, sir.
Well, they said the rumor was he's supposed to fight Michael Bisping.
I'd like to see
that. That rumor is floating around still.
I'd like to see that. I don't think Bisping wants any part of that fight.
No, and I think the rumors I heard was that Bisping wants to finish his career in England, but he would come to the States to fight a Nick Diaz. This is all very speculative.
Why do you think that would be? More money?
What?
To fight Nick Diaz?
Yeah, that's a huge money fight, right? Yeah.
In Vegas?
Yeah. Like, pay-per-view buy rate, what do you say on that one?
For a card with them on it? Depends who else is on it, but just if it's if they're headlining, probably 400 or 500, I would say.
I'm going to say 6 easy, yeah. Depending upon who else is there.
Yeah.
That I just want to talk about the 2 other fights on that card before we run away from them. It was fucked up because you have Kevin Lee misses weight, and he fights Edson Barboza. Looks almost identical to when Nurmagomedov fought Barboza. It's the same shit. Like, I fucking take you down. You can't get off your back. I ground and pound you. Mm-hmm. And with the exception of Barboza lands a wheel kick at some point and puts Lee on Queer Street.
Ooh.
But Lee gets his shit back together and is able to maintain.
Have you been on Queer Street before, Matt?
A couple times.
Okay.
Very nice.
It's nice.
Very nice.
Okay.
I like this. So after the fight, Lee calls out Nurmagomedov again.
Okay.
Which I don't know if this is a new trend. It was weird because in the past, everyone, when they got the win, would call out Conor McGregor, right? Now, everyone gets a win, call it Nurmagomedov.
Yeah.
Poirier wins, Nurmagomedov.
Yeah.
So, got that going. And then for Barboza, I was thinking like Justin Gaethje. Because you got two guys, I think they're both on 2 losses now.
Yeah.
And they're both going to stand. Let's just fuck. And we're both going to leg kick each other. Oh. Come on!
Sounds brutal.
I might wheel kick you in the head. I like that fight, so let's do that. The other notable thing, Mike Bond tweeted this out. He said, this year, out of the fighters that have missed weight and have gone on to fight, they are 5-0.
Of course.
So, again, here's another guy, misses weight.
Of course.
I don't have to cut that last pound.
It's like 90% win rate or something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's so not right.
Nope.
And even to the point, we'll talk about this Frankie Edgar fight in a second, but I want to talk about, we'll skip ahead a little bit. I thought I wrote the big detail about this. Leslie Smith. So she was supposed to fight on this card. Her opponent missed weight. And the UFC, she was trying to renegotiate her contract because she's like, well, this is my last fight. So I'm going to try to see if I can get another deal. And the UFC wasn't having anything with it because she's also trying to be the leader of this Project Spearhead for the unionization effort.
Mm-hmm.
So the UFC actually paid her show and her win bonus so that it would constitute a fight on her contract, essentially ending her contract with the UFC. And then the UFC said they want no part to do with her anymore.
Whoa, nice move, UFC.
And here's a woman who I believe at the time is ranked number 10 in a division where I want to say you only have something like 19 fighters right now.
Yeah.
So a little weird, no? Like, you're gonna,
I don't know. Must be some backdoor know-how that we're not privy to, you know?
And is this setting a precedent? Because this is the only person I've ever heard of to get show and win bonus for not fighting. And
because why? If she gets her show and win bonus, it's considered a
fight. And then her contract's over because she had 1 fight left. Hmm. But there was someone else on the card who I don't even think they got the full show money for someone else pulling out. So I'm just wondering, is this a precedent for other fighters? Because they could say, kind of like the Josh Barnett with tainted supplements. Now you could use that as your case and say, well, I'll take you guys to court because this is what happened in the past.
Yeah.
Same scenario here where, okay, now you've just paid me show and win. I made weight, my opponent didn't, and I turned the fight down because I don't want 20% of nothing in this case.
Yeah.
And in Leslie's case also, she's getting, $62,000 to not fight. If she fights and loses, she's only going to get half of that. So in her mind, it's better not to take that fight.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's just fucked up, right?
It is fucked up.
You know, I don't, do you think we're ever going to, I don't know how many years we've been talking about a union, right?
At least two, 3 years, yeah.
Yeah. Are we ever going to see it?
It's not going to happen. I don't see it happening.
And if here's the person who's trying to be the leader of the momentum or the movement, they're no longer in the UFC, and this is a UFC union, you're kind of at a super disadvantage. So you basically cut the head off.
Of course. They're smart.
But when you cut the head off of something, don't 3 grow back or something? Isn't it like a hydra?
Salamander or whatever. Hydra? What's a hydra?
I don't know. Like a waterboard or something?
Oh, that sounds weird. Mm. I have no clue. I don't know about this shit, man. Don't ask me science questions. I have no clue.
What do I think know it's a mythical beast, Ingo.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah.
It's like a unicorn.
I know many mythical beasts. You know what else is a mythical beast?
Frankie Edgar and Cub Swanson fighting to a unanimous decision.
No, this fucking UFC 225 poster. What is up? Why are guys that are combined like one fight a win or 0-1 or something? These, why are these two on the freaking card?
Well, then the running joke is someone's O has got to go, Ingo. I'm 0-1 and you are 0-1.
Someone's got to win one, right? So someone's going to be 1-1, the other one will be 0-2.
Right.
I don't understand. Is it just because Punk is a name?
CM Punk. Again, who wants to watch him fight?
You know, this. I don't know anything about Jackson.
I put all my money on Jackson. I don't know jack shit. He's 0-1.
I think he
might. But I'm sure he has an amateur career, which CM Punk doesn't. And CM Punk has, again, a history of professional wrestling where your goal is to not injure your partner. And I don't think you can go through 10, 15 years of that shit and not have that muscle memory erased in 3 years, you know?
Good point.
I think it's hard to wipe that out. So you pull a punch or whatever. I mean, you didn't get to see him pull a punch in the first fight because he came out hot.
Got railed.
Mickey Gall said, you're coming in a little hot. I'll take you down, spit you. Yeah. You son of a bitch. So,
yeah. We'll see. I don't think that I think this guy will probably stand with him a little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it. I just don't see success for him. Especially, he's not like a super athlete like a Brock Lesnar making the transition over. He's just an average guy who wasn't into drugs or steroids, the clean-cut dude. I just don't see him being successful, especially at whatever age and the injuries that he's carried over, you know, from wrestling. So,
yeah.
We'll see. Yes. What else do I talk about?
Me?
Jim Miller got KO'd with a knee. And we're at this weird stage where there's a lot of guys still fighting that probably shouldn't be fighting
anymore.
Yeah,
he was one of my favorites back in the day. He gets knocked out a lot now.
Yeah, and he used to be the wizard.
Yeah.
Because I want to say, this one's going to go way back. I want to say it was Jim Miller versus, is it Mark Bocek? And Bocek had Miller's back. And I want to say he had him
for like 2.5 rounds.
He had his arm pinned.
Yep.
And he still couldn't get the fucking rear naked choke on Miller.
For almost the whole fight.
It was at least a half a round
where
he fought that position off.
Yep.
Like, Jesus Christ. And Miller was always known for his ground game. Remember?
I don't know what happened.
And now we're just like standing, banging it out. And
wasn't he sick for a while or something? I thought he had an illness of some sort.
I don't know.
Can't remember now. But speaking of old guys, Matt Serra to be inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I want to...
Fuck him!
Well, let me lay out the list of Matt Serra. Like, who else is in the Hall of Fame? Yeah. So you have Hoyce Gracie, Ken Shamrock, Dan Severin, Randy Couture, Mark Coleman, Chuck Liddell, Matt Hughes, Tito Ortiz, Bash Rutten, Big Nog, Don Fry, Maurice Smith, Sakuraba. Those are, like, the old school, and then they kind of have, like, a new wing where they call Forrest Griffin, BJ Penn, and Uriah Faber. So now you're going to put Matt Serra. I mean, I could argue that maybe Forrest Griffin shouldn't be in there either. I could say maybe Uriah Faber also.
Well, because Forrest, they had the fight, man.
Yeah, I mean, that fight is in the Hall of Fame. There were three fights. I forget the other two. But when you talk about, just take out the last three guys. So take out Griffin, Penn, and Faber. Matt Serra does not fucking belong with those names. There's no way.
No.
There's no way. He beat GSP on a fluky win, you know, catches somebody, and then he gets stomped in the fucking rematch and the brutal knees to the body. So I think this is one of those things where it's...
Buddies with Dana White because
of
the show
pretty
and
much.
All that?
Because where is a... why is GSP not in the Hall of Fame?
He's still fighting.
Doesn't matter. Why is Rich Franklin not in the Hall of Fame?
Because nobody likes his pink shorts.
Hey, they're hot, and so is his black
Some
eye.
Some racist shit. Does he still have the black eye now?
Yes. Well, no, but he should.
Yeah.
I think it's standard. You should just tattoo that fucker in.
He's got black eye?
Yeah.
Yeah, he always had the black eye.
But tell me what he's accomplished in his career besides winning a title a time.
He fought Shoney Carter.
Okay. He uses the F word a lot. Yeah. We should put him in. He's got a podcast. It's with the UFC.
He does.
Jim Norton. So, does that make him UFC worthy?
Maybe.
I think there's better choices.
Probably.
That seems like a buddy-buddy thing. What else we got going on? So, if you want to talk about black eyes, so I was just saying, I just saw this on Twitter. I got to pull it up for you. So, Heather Heat Hardy, apparently she went back to boxing. Mm-hmm. Why do I find a black eye on a woman attractive?
I don't know. You should probably go to counseling for that.
Do I need to? I mean, I don't know. I find that picture fucking hot as hell.
Yeah. I think what you like about it and what's appealing to me is it looks like a female who's physically active and not afraid of, like, putting...
If some shit goes down, I'm going to step up.
That's right. Her body, you know, she takes care of it. Yeah, that's kind of... It's an attractive photo slightly. I'm slightly aroused, Matt.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I don't know. I just saw that like 5 minutes ago. I had to bring it up. I think you're right. I think it's something about she's ready to put work in, you know. That's throw down. Throw like, sometimes shit's got to go down, and I'm ready to do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be the guy. It has to be the protector, right? I don't want the woman that's going to be the shit starter. We were talking about this a little bit pre-show about women and their promiscuous ways.
You say that to me one more time, my boyfriend's going to kick your ass. And you're not even anywhere near that. You don't know what the fuck's going on. And then all of a sudden, there's some big dude who wants to kill you. And you go, what happened? I don't understand what's going on. And you're in a fight.
Right. Well, I mean, back in the day, I wouldn't mind it, but I don't need that shit. Check your woman. People don't need that. Right. You're with the wrong woman if she's doing
drama.
I just need a woman that's just like, if shit goes down, she can throw some bombs.
So if you're in a fight, you should come out of nowhere. Sucker punch a deer.
That's why I always tell my kids, like, if there's some shit going down, I expect a rear naked choke to come out of nowhere.
The whole family
jump on those fuckers and choke them out. Yeah. Like, my kids were grappling the other day. Chokes were flying.
Okay.
Like, Caitlin and, my youngest daughter had my oldest daughter in a triangle choke, so I'm like, sweet. Just show them a couple things here and there. Let them run with it.
Yeah.
So
why not?
It's a family. Everyone's got to be a killer at some point.
Okay.
Or at least have level of self-defense.
Family of killers.
That's right. What else? We got Frank Mir versus Fedor going down this weekend at the Allstate Arena here in our backyard.
Chicago, not Chicago Bears.
Yeah, but we'll call it Chicago's.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this fight? Like, who do you like in this one? I think you were leaning towards Mir.
I like Mir's chances. I think Mir can submit him. Actually, I really think Mir could probably knock him out. But I think it's going to be a war of attrition. Because Mir, you know, is he going to be able to have the gas tank to go with Fedor? Is Fedor going to be his old self or do what he's been doing lately?
I don't know. And I think at this point, I want to say both of them are a little bit chinny.
Yeah.
You know, and then Mir said he's back on the TRT, he's back on the supplements. He was so excited to get back in the Bellator. But, you know, when you look at when shit hits the ground and how many people how many bones has Frank Mir broken on people? You look at Big Nog and Tim Sylvia and I forgot the other guy, but there's four fucking guys that we've broken shit on. And
he's a bad motherfucker on the ground.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
I mean, anything can happen.
That guy would talk up Damian Maia. That's the crazy thing. Like, Frank Mir.
Yeah, he's like, Frank, are you trying? Remember when he's talking afterwards?
Yeah.
He's like, fuck you, man. I am doing everything. What do you say? Like, you might as well just send my mail to me here because this is where I live now. He's on the bottom or something.
He's talking
like
about
that.
He could fuck me if he wanted to. Basically, I couldn't do anything. So, yeah, Mir's on another
level. That's crazy because you're talking about a 260-pound man who's a high-level black belt, but how high-level Damian is that his skill can take out a fucking 60 to 80-pound disadvantage.
Right. It's insane.
From a higher level. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Brazilians, you know, did you see this thing about Big Nog? Talking about his eye injury?
No, I skipped over that.
I didn't realize this, but one of his eyes apparently has like a, what's it called? It's a... an implanted intraocular contact lens.
How's that?
So it's like an implanted lens, and if he gets poked in the eye, it moves around, and he's had some issues with it during his fighting career. So his eye's all messed up. That's why he's had a decline, Matt, because of his eyeball.
I think it's, how many years did they say this has been going on?
He was a kid and got run over by a car or something. It seems to happen a lot. In Brazil. Apparently.
I got ran over by a car, or a donkey, or a bus. I'm not quite sure.
You get run over by a car. It's fucked up.
That's crazy.
But yeah, all the best to him. I hope his eye feels okay. Put a little lube in it like Bisping does.
Well, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yes. He deserves to be in there. Questionable. Mm. I would say something.
He has had a storied career. I don't know if he's...
Not all in the UFC, though.
He's the best of the best, right. Well.
So. That's all I got for news. What do you got?
Let's scroll back through. Did you see Dustin Poirier's leg after the leg kicks from Gaethje? Here's a little shot of the backside.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Where he ate, I think he said he was over 50 in that fight with Gaethje.
What a weird picture. What was he doing, pulling his pants up?
Yeah, that was the best one out of that. Because they were showing like front, back. Like, I want to see the most bruised and fucked up area.
Like his cock and balls?
Show me your balls! What else is there?
Well, there's a lot of other things, but yeah, sure.
And then there's a rumor of ESPN and Fox teaming up to buy the UFC's TV rights.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Which is weird. I didn't think they competitors or...
They were, but they're not. Well, it's happened with the Fire. Like, the Chicago Fire here, the soccer team, they moved to some, like, ESPN Go or something. So that you can only stream the games now. It's something weird.
Do you have to buy another service?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think the trend right now is these cable companies are realizing that they're old.
Everyone's cutting cords.
Yeah, so they're like, we're going to go to streaming, and I think this might be a move in that direction. It sounds to me like that might be a possibility.
Yeah, I wonder if the UFC is ever going to try to do the WWE model, where they just do everything online.
Maybe. Did they stop doing TNT and all that stuff? WWE? WWF?
I don't know. I'm not following the wrestling, so I can't.
You're not following the wrestling? What's wrong with you,
the fake wrestling?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even watch TV. But, curious.
What else? Rory McDonald and Ben Askren were kind of talking some shit on Twitter, saying they'd both be interested in fighting each other. Ooh. Now, Bellator is actually entertaining this fight, trying to get it to go. Put together, but they said Askren's got some contract issues, and I think the owner of 1FC said that they're going to try to work it out, so I don't know if it's going to be a Bellator event, a 1FC, I don't know if they're going to co-brand it, but they're going to try to make that fight happen, which I don't know if I'm necessarily excited for that. I don't know how you feel about the Askren versus Rory McDonald.
I would be okay to check it out.
Maybe. I feel like the stakes need to raise up. We're going to do this fight. Yeah. Fight to the death. Do something interesting. Not just a straight-up fight. Because I just don't want the life sucked out of me anymore.
No, me neither.
I don't have time for life sucking. You want a weird stat?
Please.
Okay. Cain Velasquez has only fought twice in the last 5 years.
Oh. He's on the Dominic Cruz.
I still don't think the guy... It was UFC 200, I believe... Was his last fight against Travis Brown.
Wow.
That's not long ago.
It's forever
ago. He's like one and done. Like, yeah. I'm good for the next 2 years. He's on that Nick Diaz plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Derek Lewis versus Francis Ngannou happened at UFC 226. Get your Twix on July 7th. Also, Brian Ortega and Max Holloway on that same card. And it's weird because Mark Hunt was all pissed off. He's like, I fucking beat Derek Lewis. Why am I not fighting Francis Ngannou?
Because he's Samoan.
Wouldn't you want to see bangers banging?
Yeah.
So it's all about, I'll tell you, that's going to be a boring-ass fight because Ngannou is going to come in with a fucking Alistair Overeem-type game plan of, man, I can't just throw it all out there anymore. I must be calculated and pace myself. Oh, no. Please don't do that. Throw it all away. Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, scam through. We've been kind of bumping up and down.
Herky jerky, aren't we? See, I don't think I have anything else, do I?
We can go to Ask the Nuts. Find it right. Is it safe to say at 155 is the most stacked division right now? When you look at, you have Nurmagomedov as the champion, Conor McGregor, Tony Ferguson, Eddie Alvarez, Dustin Poirier, Kevin Lee, Edson Barboza, I think Ally Quinta's in the top 10. There might be Michael Chiesa in there too. But as far as like a
division.
It sounds
division, like it when you put it that way. Like, it sounds pretty solid.
And like, man, I know I think I was always kind of between 55 and 85 were always kind of the debatable ones. And I don't know where you slated Nick Diaz in these days. Is he 170 or 185?
When he comes back, I'll know the answer to that.
If.
Yeah.
Right?
He'll come back.
Oh, I would hope so. I wonder. So to answer this, do you think it's 55 or?
Yeah, I think 55. The way, now? I think it sounds more solid to me.
It's tough. And then for Khabib, who does he fight next? If you have You have Ferguson, McGregor, Poirier, Alvarez, and Kevin Lee all jockeying for position on that guy. It's tough.
Yeah, and it's a hard call.
There's still a fight that needs to happen between Poirier and Alvarez because that one was ended in controversy. They had talked about doing a rematch that never came to fruition. And some people are arguing maybe that those two need to fight again now as that number one shot. Like whoever wins that fight gets a shot at Nurmagomedov because I think Nurmagomedov's saying he's not going to fight until November or some shit.
Yeah.
So that's, what, 6 months off? Where everyone's going to sit around and let him dictate. And again, it doesn't sound like Connor's even in any of these talks, which is kind of weird.
It is weird.
Right?
It is.
Wouldn't you want to get paid?
He doesn't need to get paid. He's got made lots of money.
Well, no, Connor doesn't. But all these other guys that fight him would, you'd make so much money.
Good point.
You know, your percent on, you know, it's guaranteed over $1 million, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's tough. I'm trying to think on that list, what do I want to say? Who's the most worthy of it? I kind of think Ferguson is because that was his fight.
Ferguson.
He kind of got fucked just by getting injured.
I do want to see Khabib to do it, but I don't think anybody.
What?
I don't think Connor wants any part of that.
I don't think he does either. I mean, that's such a scary fight.
I think that makes the most sense, though. You know what, though? If he fights Khabib and then wins, that will cement his legacy.
Oh,
so, Connor, we issue you a challenge.
Fame.
Hall of Fame if he can win. That's it. Hall of
He's
Fame!
He's Hall of Fame right now, I think, still. Maybe. Sure. Two belts, you know?
Yeah.
Time. Cormier's on that path, right? If he beats Miocic. Then fights Brock Lesnar. But I still think they don't give that fight. I think it's Jon Jones's fight, right?
Probably.
That makes us a lot of money if we still have an outstanding bet on the Jon Jones in his next fight. If it's Luke Rockhold or Brock Lesnar, we make a shit ton of money. Like, I think a $49 bet pays $2,500.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's riding.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
We're open for the best.
Okay.
And then I think we should just double that. We just double that down. Bet it all on black.
Fine. Black is whack. Don't smoke crack, man.
Okay. Whitney Houston.
Sorry.
Whatever happened to her?
She died.
Ooh. Is that the Bobby Brown influence?
Who knows?
Get a piece of that ace.
I think it's more of a drug addiction, but okay.
Mm. Drug is bad.
It's hard being
That's
a
what they say.
Performer.
Yes. And Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. # Nuts Rule. # Matt Rabe Train. # Ingo Sugar Daddy. If you could choose one UFC fighter to narrate your life,
Ooh.
Who would it be and why?
To narrate my
life? Yes, yeah, I'm confused.
Why would I want to do that?
I don't know. Is he living my life?
He's narrating. He's just
telling people
like a
play-by-play. So I need a storyteller then.
UFC fight, I was going to say Joe Rogan, but that's the thing I used to say.
I might like a Cormier to tell the story of my life.
I don't want to hear his annoying voice.
That's
sorry.
But he's a good person.
I think he's a
good color commentator.
He is. UFC fighter? I feel like Frank Mir would have a lot in common with me. He thinks
he's got a lot
I think.
To say.
He's very technical.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
If a zombie apocalypse were to happen tomorrow, which one fighter from each division on the UFC today would you want on your side as backup? And he said the division, in case you guys forgot, we started heavyweight. So who we'll go at each one. Heavyweight, who are you going to take? I got Mark Hunt. And we can pick the same people. It doesn't matter.
Okay. And I wouldn't pick Mark Hunt. I'm going to go with heavyweight. Rumble Johnson. I would take him. Even though
he's
like kind of in, kind of out, I like him.
Light heavyweight.
Light heavyweight? Cormier.
Jon Jones. Middleweight?
The Michael Bisping, just because I want to see him get eaten.
Well, you got to try to find that balance of... Because I'm almost debating to go at heavyweight to take a Daniel Cormier and then a light heavyweight to take Jon Jones, just the hilarity between the two. And then a middleweight, like a Michael Bisping. Like, just,
I'm not going to just let you kill me, Jon.
Fucking all this shit story.
You think
going
I'm
going
to just let you kill me?
Fuck yeah.
That was the best.
Hell yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That
and then
so funny.
Welterweight, maybe a Nick Diaz. Like, there
cardio.
Might be
you
so
need cardio.
Yeah, you do need cardio, because I ain't going to have it for damn sure. One of these fuckers is going to put me on my back and run. Just run.
Yeah.
So that's why I'll go.
So both Diaz brothers, 185, yeah. Maybe Nick at 85 and Nate at 170.
Yeah, and then 55, I'm taking.
I take McGregor. Gaethje, I like McGregor.
Always got to take someone that's willing to stand and bang it out with all okay. these people. And how would a leg kick work on the zombie?
Probably not well.
I might just chop them all down.
Yeah, but they will keep crawling.
Or Edson Barboza.
Yeah,
push.
A lot of work. Guns are better, Matt, to the head.
True. And if you're under 55, you can go fuck yourself for the.
You're getting eaten. Men. Actually, they might be nice to have slow guys that in that so they can be like food.
Mighty Mouse. I want him just. Your job, run in circles. He's never going to get tired, and the zombies just keep following him round and round and round.
Yeah.
I like that. And then for the women, it's Chris Cyborg. At 45, because there's no one else at 45.
Yep.
Nice. Kat Zingano and Holly Holm. But I know they're all in weird weight classes. So. Uh-huh. And I don't want any of the lighter chicks unless, again, you take someone that's got cardio for days and her job is to just run. What do? I run. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving right along. Would you rather be able to move using dance moves from Gangnam Style, from Psy, or every time you talk, you have to start your sentence with "It's time" from Bruce Buffer, and end with "And it's all over just like that."
Every sentence.
Yeah,
like, okay, it'd be funny in the bedroom.
It's time. Just like that.
It's over. Yeah.
I want the dance moves, the motherfucker. It's all about having good dance moves. And fuck, marry, kill the women of video games, a Blaze Blue edition. If I say that correct, I don't know. First, you start with Bullet. That picture pulls up.
It's very dark.
Oh, hang on. That's not her.
Look at this. She looks naughty.
Yeah.
Big old boobs.
And then you have Litchi Fei Ling.
Oh, look at that. Studious.
Yeah, she looks like a doctor. She could do work. And then Noel Vermillion.
Well, she's going to be killed.
Yep.
The last one.
Two screw girls.
We're going to marry the one in the middle. She looks like she's smart. She probably got lots of money. So she can take care of less. And then the first one will be banged because the big boobies, giant boobies.
This is maybe the first time we're in agreement.
Whoa! That's crazy.
And I'm like, I'm all in for that. All
right.
Fair enough. Okay, knowledge for
thinking. Not really, no. What do you have?
So this picture again, the fucking slide doesn't want to slide, I don't give a shit. A little product placement of you got this spreadable honey and then look at the lid. One step closer to the hill.
Did you find that in the store? Was that your picture?
No.
Okay.
It's on Reddit somewhere at some point, but you gotta know where your labels are. I think a lot of these people, I want to say half the time they're doing it on purpose, and half the time they're just fucking retarded.
Randomness.
When you think about Reebok, when they came to the UFC and all the name misspelling. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you guys doing? What are you doing?
Maybe it's just creating buzz.
Sure.
Literally in this case.
That's right. Apparently, I guess Sugar Sean O'Malley, he had a pretty sweet tie-dye shirt that I was almost thinking about buying, but then it had that Reebok bullshit on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm out. And I guess they only made 420, sold out in fucking minutes.
Wow.
Minutes. So, just got to get a little bit of a name.
That's it.
Break a leg or something. He comes back. Oh, he smoke folkin' weed. Wow. And go.
Oh, wow.
You're deal with that.
Whole other language.
Why don't you put that in your pipe and fucking smoke it?
Maybe I will. That has been this week's. See, I'm doing it. What's wearing off on me? That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Igor Weigold.
Back with Laser Plants.